Hi, I am Ravinder Singh, recording for the book Teaching English in India for LT B.Ed. B.T.C. courses by Dr. Ms. Abarani Vist, M.A. M.Ed. Ph.D., reader in Education, Kumayu University, Almora. Publisher name Vinod Pustak Mandir, Agra. Chapter 1, Place of English in School Curriculum. Language is an essential part of human life. Everyone from birth to death makes use of it. Besides, it is a mean of communication and social control. According to O. Jesperson, language is a set of human habits, the purpose of which is to give expression to thought and feelings. Bloch and Traeger have defined language as a language is a system of arbitrary vocal symbols by means of which a social group operates. English is also a language used to give expression to thoughts and feelings of a social group, but it is a foreign language for Indians, so it becomes necessary to think over about its place in school curriculum. For this, one must know, first, what was its place before independence? Second, what was its place just after independence? Third, what is its place in present days? Fourth, why an important place should be given to English? Fifth, what should be its place? Heading, Place of English before independence. The history of English in India goes back to pre-independence day, when this country was ruled over by Britishers. At that time, this language enjoyed a royal place, a place of importance because, first, it was the official language of courts and administration. Second, it was the medium of instruction in colleges. Third, it was the medium of examination. Fourth, it was a compulsory subject. Heading, Place of English after independence. After independence, drastic changes came regarding the place of English in India. Since it was a language of the rulers who had exercised cruelties over Indians, the first reaction was to dethrone, D-E-T-R-O-N-E, dethrone English from its exalted, E-X-A-L-T-E-D, exalted position. As a consequence, para change. First, Hindi in Devanagari script was declared the official language of Union by Indian Constitution. In order to give Hindi sufficient time to replace English as an official language, English was declared to continue as an associate language for a period of 15 years, that it till 1965. Second, English did not remain the medium of instruction. Third, regional language become the medium of examination. Fourth, English ceased, C-E-A-S-E-D, ceased to be a compulsory subject. Fifth, the state governments started using regional languages in administration. Para change. It is obvious that English did not have the same place after independence which it had in days before independence. Heading name, Agitation for English. Soon after, the fury of dethroning English was over. It was realized that English might be the language of rulers. It was the language of masses. It was clear by the opposition which erupted erupted in many parts of India, especially in South India, just after the declaration of Hindi as an official language. The opposition was so wrong that in South some people were ready to self-immolation. Therefore, the Parliament had to pass an act in 1963 for making English an associate official language for an indefinite period. This agitation indicated that English was of immense importance for us and could not be dispensed with